Americans' outlook largely unchanged this year, according to the University of Michigan Index. An increase in gas prices may have contributed to the decline in consumers' outlook, and perceptions of future inflation also edged up. And jury selection set to start Monday in former President Trump's hush money trial. The Dow losing 546 points. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Molnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, so an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
How dare you!
the premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do. Revealed this week, the defense lawyer Johnny Cochran once abused his first wife. In his defense, Cochran said, "Hey, at least I didn't kill her like some people I know." This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing." In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. You don't get worse luck than that. Tomorrow, Judge Lancito will take O.J. and the jury on a tour of the now famous crime scene. For the jury, it will be their first look at the actual location. Of course, for O.J., it will be just a case of been there, done that.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, for a very breezy Friday afternoon. We hope to have a breezy time with you. We brought Eddie Bader along. How could it be anything but? Rosie Brock is here, too.
And here they are.
And Jeb, put that extra effort. You got to make three people feel welcome here.
Please clap.
Oh, that would work for me. That was like an audio hug, wasn't it?
Sure.
Ah! This has been one of the windiest...
last couple of days, man.
Well, even the whole month of March.
Yeah.
It seems like every time I'm on the bike, I'm pedaling my ass off into strong winds, at least going in one or two directions.
Weren't we told growing up that March was the month to go fly kites because it was the windiest month?
Yeah.
I thought so.
In like a lion, out like a lamb.
There you go.
Date suggestion. If you're out on a date...
Mm-hmm.
And it's somebody you're trying to get to know.
Right.
I think Walgreens sells them. Stop by and pick up a kite.
Yeah.
A couple of kites. And go to a park.
That's a pretty good idea, Greg Budell.
And fly a kite.
Just fly a kite.
Yeah.
Just the interaction of that. Kind of you'll find out in a hurry. Maybe these two are meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, teamwork is involved.
It's a really good idea, man.
Make her read the instructions to you so you can ignore them. And then,
but of course.
Yeah. But it is a lot of fun. And make sure you're away from wires and things like that, too.
Yep.
So that's all I have.
When you were flying kites, and I know this is a really Highland Gardens thing, you probably didn't attach them to your fishing pole and let them go up in the air and you reel it in like you were catching a fish.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's Highland Gardens thing. I thought so. Just checking.
Highland Gardens?
Yeah.
I've never heard that metaphor.
North Chisholm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I saw a thing today, and I haven't been able to confirm it, that they were dropping off busloads of illegals at the Chantilly Walmart.
I saw that, too.
I got a call about it.
So, where's the evidence? I believe it's totally possible.
Well, if you drive out that way, you'll see around some of those places where I think Lowe's and that was going to build, there's a few tents going up there now.
Yeah.
More than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tents.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what we need.
It's been there a month or so, at least.
Yep.
Well, Pete Buttplug was in town this week, wasn't he?
I heard, yeah.
And there's a picture going around of him and the mayor, Bubba Meissing.
Mm-hmm.
More evil leftist garbage to inflict on our city, which already has enough, thank you. We don't need more.
Well, they're putting those charging stations down.
Those are going to come in so handy. For people that are driving stolen electric cars, those will be a godsend.
Now, let the crackheads know they have copper in them and they won't be here long.
Or the smart benches.
Good Lord.
What the hell is that? Why can't somebody just sit on their ass at a bus stop?
Right.
And wait for the damn bus.
And there's an idea, honestly.
We got to have the internet hooked into a bus bench. What else goes with that?
In the bus system here in Montgomery, only a few of them have actual covers, shelters on them. instead of this smart crap, how about just some basic cover shelters to get out of the rain and the sun?
There's that.
Come on.
You could probably twist the arm of some local company to...
You certainly could advertise
yes,
like crazy.
It'd
they
pay
would.
For itself.
And they would take care of it because nobody would want their advertising, their bus stop, to be all beat up.
But you see, these are the important initiatives that are going to separate us from nobody.
Yeah. You said that right.
Yeah. I mean... And again, I'm not dissing the city. I love the city. I'm almost ready to start my 20th year here.
Nice.
Which seemed like a dreamscape all those years ago when I was meeting with Rick Peters down in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm ready to try something different.
At what point when you got here did you feel comfortable enough to say, I think this is going to be my place?
Didn't take long. And that was mostly because of all the nice people.
Reception
I met.
That you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything that could go wrong with a new job did.
Oh, I think I remember some things.
Yeah.
Something about a vehicle.
Yeah, you take a job with a new radio broadcasting group, and I had been waiting for months for a settlement on a contract.
Okay.
A significant amount of money, but you can't spend it until you have it.
So true.
And when I came here, man, I was on fumes. I was driving a rented car. And it was tight. It was really tight. But I didn't mind. I've been through it, you know. And I knew it was going to end at some point.
Yeah.
And so we used to have somebody that worked here. She was the general manager's assistant.
Oh.
A cheerful sort. Probably the... author of one of the top 10 funniest moments I've ever had in this town.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody, I forget who it was, they're no longer with the company, but back then, we're going back a while now, somebody had done something inappropriate, so the company mandated a harassment training set so it wouldn't happen again. So we get called to this meeting. It was in the conference room over there by the staircase.
Nice chairs in there.
It's packed. All right. I'm sitting at the table. I'm sitting across from my buddy Jerome. And the general manager's assistant is going to do this. And she's using an overhead projector, which didn't work. She also decided the appropriate outfit to wear to a sexual harassment training program was a dress that would reveal at least 4 or 5 inches of Canyon-esque cleavage.
I see.
Okay?
Yep.
Something that any normal, flaming, heterosexual man would see in, you know.
And especially in that kind of meeting, you feel trapped.
There's problems with the overhead projector. So she is bending over and making all these moves. And I'll tell you what, the cleavage just got bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
Old Leon struggled. So Jerome is one of those people. We both saw the same thing, right? And we're looking at each other like, can you believe this? And the two of us, once we realized we both were aware of what we were watching, we couldn't stop. It was one of the situations where it's inappropriate to crack up, but you can't help it.
Right.
And when you're cracking up, and I remember my jaw muscles and everything in my face was like in terrible pain trying to maintain a straight face because I didn't see nothing. So after about 5 minutes of bending and boobies, it was, they called it a day and they never rescheduled it.
No comments were
made?
But
I learned my lesson that day.
No what? Comments were made during this?
Nobody said a word because we were there to learn that you're not supposed to look at that, even though you're wired to look at that and appreciate it. And for some reason, they just felt, well, that was enough sexual harassment training.
They we arrest
checked
everybody
the box up.
One
yeah.
day.
So, and that happened very early on. So anyway, I'm looking for the same assistant to the general manager said, and I needed something that ran, but something really cheap.
Right.
She says, I've got a 3-gear, can you drive a stick? Yes. I can not only drive a stick, but in case you haven't heard, I used to work for Sticks.
Sticks?
Yeah, the band.
Great band.
So, she says, I'll drive you out to my place. You could drive it back to the station. We only want $200 for it. Which wow. tells you right away, you're not going to be getting a luxury vehicle.
That should Bluetooth tell you something.
And captain's chairs and all that kind of
Probably
stuff.
Probably not a full tank of gas either.
It was basically a brown tin can with a broken windshield. No. Now, she lived way the hell out in Otagaville.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't even know my way around here that well yet.
No GPS then either.
And no brakes.
Oh, no.
She said, just, they lived on a big property, so she said, drive it around and get used to it.
There you go.
So I'm bouncing around all over the front yard and, you know, three gears, that's not that difficult to deal with. But stopping it was a challenge.
Downshift, baby.
Downshifting, yeah. I mean, way ahead of anything that looks like a red light. Somehow, I navigated. Oh, with a, yeah, I mentioned the broken. I think it was a bullet hole, actually, in the front window, right in front of the driver. Probably wanted to get rid of it because it was evidence.
That's all I can think about, yeah.
So, I had maybe the most harrowing 45-minute drive from there back to the building here. And when I pulled into the space without going through the front wall of the building, I just sat there for like 5 minutes trying to get all my organs and my heart rhythm and everything else to once again operate in harmony. And I did have momentarily a thought, didn't I used to drive Corvettes all the time? Look at me now, everybody. But I was okay with that. I just, when you go through enough in life, when you have wheels and you haven't had, you had to do without a driver's license for a while, you had to take buses, you appreciate wheels.
That's one thing I've always appreciated you, Greg. Whenever life has given you a struggle, you get right in the front of that struggle bus and you go, okay, let's go.
Got to do it. God wants me to go through this for some reason. Maybe one day I'll get to ask him in person. Why? But, so I parked the thing. Rick Peters pulls up. The boss,
a
couple of spaces down, gets out of the car and he looks at this. It was mostly brown. What wasn't brown had rust. He looks at this thing and he says, you're not buying that. I am going to call her now and say that you're not allowed to buy this thing.
Okay.
Use a station vehicle. We'll figure something out.
Right.
For my, when I had to drive to Florida, I used to get, if the boss had a plane, so I used to fly down there with him quite a bit and do shows from down there quite often. But, so one night, Benjamin Hagler was playing up at what used to be Gators.
Yeah, I remember Gators.
Right next to where Coca-Pelli's used to be. So Benjamin wanted me to come up and watch him perform, and I had women lined up when I first moved here because I got on Match.com and made some friends.
Planning for the future, were you?
Yes. Why arrive at a place?
Right. Especially in today's, there's no reason to have that. Struggling.
And feel lonely and go through all that crap. Hell, man, when I met Benjamin at Coca-Pelli's when I arrived here on the 28th of April, 2005, I had two phone numbers in 20 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I said, this is, if Alabama is like this, I'm going to love this.
Now you see why we encourage you to take Joey out sometimes.
I will comment on that later. I can't teach Joey anything. And Joey's got to want to learn.
That's a big part of it.
I've told him so many stories. And I'll tell you what, he has become a great self-promoter.
Oh, heck yeah.
Which you've got to learn to do if you want to be just somebody better and more broadly known. So he obviously paid attention to some of what I said.
Well, he did because he learned if he's not going to do it, no one's going to do it for him.
I think he learned
that from you.
This is true, especially these days.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I needed a vehicle to get to Gators. After all, Ben was playing there. He worked for the company. It was station business.
Supported.
So I commandeered the Jams van and picked up my date, and we went up there, watched Ben play, the only drummer I've ever seen pick up a gallon of wine out of a cooler and chug. you would want, how does he do it? How can you play the drums? And, you know, he would just flip a switch, man, and he was great. So that wasn't an issue. We went back to her place, and I was up the next morning. I went outside for a cigarette around 2:30, and I noticed the driveway is empty. And I'm still gathering my marbles because it's early in the morning, and I thought, no, don't tell me I'm here 6 weeks, and I've already had a vehicle stolen that was under my... And I got to tell you, so we called the police. They did send somebody out. He was a Korean gentleman who didn't understand what I was talking about. The Jams van at that time had all kinds of images around it, singers and things like that. It was a rap, whatever they call that.
Yeah.
He says, what color was the van? I said, well, it was mostly black, colors, but there are faces. I said, this should be the easiest vehicle to find in Montgomery. You can't miss it.
Right.
But what color is it? I said, well, it's not one solid color. It had, and we never got past that. Mm. They recovered it weeks later. All the stuff that was inside, the remote equipment was stolen.
Oh, gone, yeah.
But the worst part of that whole thing was, all right, so this wraps up. I had to ride my bike into the station at 4 in the morning from old Bellwood. And I had to sit here and do a show for 4 hours, knowing that at some point I'm going to see management. I'm going to have to tell them, hey, I took the Jams van and it got stolen. And the amazing thing was, okay, so they called the insurance company and all, there was no problem.
You're not hurt.
It happened to anybody.
It could have.
Nobody yelled and screamed. I was amazed.
Anybody kind of giggle a little bit?
I think there was some smirk.
I imagine there was.
I think smirk is about as far as you want. You don't want to laugh at somebody that's just had a vehicle stolen.
Right.
And is terrified that, wow, I went to Alabama. It lasted 6 weeks and I got canned after I had a station vehicle stolen. I think,
you and your bicycle back to Florida.
Yeah. And then they got me some trade with Thrifty Car Rental.
There you go.
And Walt McGriff, who I just want to mention because he was very good to me when I first got here too, got me, he had a Rent-A-Rec.
I remember Rent-A-Rec.
Mm-hmm. So I used that until I was able to get a car.
Good deal. So you had good people looking out for you.
I did. I very much did. But you just don't forget. I had a knot in my stomach.
I bet. Yeah.
You could have drilled holes in it and gone bowling at Bama Lanes with the damn thing.
How was the bike riding? When you're just knowing. I mean, it's just... You're going over it in your mind.
It's just waiting for that moment of truth.
Yeah.
Anybody else have something stupid like that happen to them when they were new on a job? 272-9228. David Blackman's going to join us from 4 to 5 today.
Cool.
We postponed our tour of the Idiocracy by a day. David had something come up, and then that got canceled, so he was going to be able to join us yesterday. But in the meantime, we had already arranged for that former elderly sidekick of mine.
Bite me!
Okay. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to listen.
Rosie got some good pictures. I'm wondering if I should post them.
Oh, yes. I hope you do, Greg.
Post them.
I got to listen.
Where her eyes weren't closed. Because the first one, her eyes were closed. But the second one is a beautiful picture.
Catching her with her eyes closed is not an achievement. Catching her with her mouth closed, that's amazing.
I knew we were going to go there.
Eddie, one of the first things you learn in radio is when somebody tees the ball up, you take a big swing and whack it as hard as you can.
I'm learning.
And that's what I just did.
I'm learning.
You know, we went to dinner last night, Greg, because I've heard Susan for years, and I've seen her. Mm-hmm. She's been in the studio before. Mm-hmm. But to sit down and talk to her or really know anything about her life, I had never done that. So I asked her if she wanted to go to Chappie's, and she said, sure. And we had the best time.
Oh, I bet you did.
I was in the next booth over recording your conversation.
It was great. I was really glad I went because I got to know her a lot better, and she got to know, she didn't know anything about me.
Yeah.
You know, so I enjoyed it.
It was good.
I enjoyed getting to
radio.
Know her.
Well, name that dinner the sinner and the winner.
No, she's changed.
I know she has. We We've all changed. We've all outgrown certain behaviors and stuff. I'm just having fun. That's what made our show work.
She still could.
She was constantly trying to fix me, and I had to fight back sometimes.
That's what women do.
We had people call and tell us that we sounded more married than married with microphones.
Yeah. Yesterday? Yeah. Yeah.
How about that? If I had the money, I would buy her a big gift certificate to AMS Studios and send her up there for some pampering. Guys, Mom's Day is, I think, a month from Sunday, or at least 4 weeks from Sunday.
Very close, yeah.
And this is the place. Women love to be pampered. Joey, if you're still listening, you need to know this too. Women love to be pampered. So go to a place that has the kind of spoilage on hand that will make them feel pampered, appreciated, loved. And that's what AMS Studios can do. And they have a whole array of state-of-the-art technologies that can help somebody look better, feel better, have better-looking skin, a body that feels relaxed after one of Ashley's amazing massages. She is the five-star masseuse here in the River Region. It's a med spa. They offer everything from body remodeling to weight loss help. I've been doing a state-of-the-art technology or skin rejuvenation process called microneedling. And it's a technology and far superior option to cosmetic surgery because this device is designed to help your skin release elastin and rejuvenate naturally and not have the corners of your face pulled into, you know, some kind of that stretchy looking skin when somebody looks like they have an upholstered face. That's not a good look. This is a far superior, I mean, it does get rid of the deep wrinkles. And when you work with Susan Woody, you're going to have wrinklage that could operate as crop furrows. I'm sorry, I went off script there. Not that I work with a script. They do permanent makeup, and they have Pamela is our contact there. In fact, she's going to be sidekicking with us Tuesday afternoon.
Good.
Here on Happy Hour. I'm looking forward to that because she is super bright. And I would advise a consultation with Pamela on any of the services they offer there. But they work, and they are far better options than going under the knife, so to speak, or just to feel better. So pay attention, guys. Relax, refresh, renew at AMS Studios. She'll love. Just get her a gift certificate. Let her decide what she wants to use it on. Visit ams-studios.com or for a phone consultation, you can reach out by phone at 730-1268, 730-1268 for AMS Studios in Prattville. It's 328.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos, and I'm still basking in the warm glow of my super hot fiance. Oh yeah, Lauren was the belle of the ball at the White House state dinner. Hot dog! She looked like $1 billion. Even Bill Clinton was there, and when he saw her lacy lingerie midriff, he immediately went into heat. She was the hottest thing in Washington, D.C. Although that's not really saying much, considering the second hottest is Nancy Pelosi. And the Japanese Prime Minister, he told me he hasn't seen anything that made him that hot under the collar since he watched Oppenheimer. All I can say is it's good to be Jeff Bezos. And all y'all are jelly over my lady in red.
We'll be back as soon as they're done.
Ooh.
It is 3:30 already on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, David Blackman coming up at 4 to 5. We're visiting, taking a second tour of the Idiocracy. A day late, but better late than never. Did you hear about the newest trend in health?
No, I have not.
It's the fart walk.
I have not heard of this.
All right. This is a 70-year-old...
That sounds about right. Got the walking farts.
Her name is... She's an author named Marilyn Smith. And this is how the healthy trend of fart walking works.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody loves. And, yeah, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we should walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So, sign yourself up for fart walks.
So run out to Food Outlet, grab yourself a head of cabbage, it costs plus 10%, cook it up, eat it, and about an hour later, go for a nice healthy walk.
Mm.
And this is the, if there's a better day for fart walking than today, I'd like to know when that is.
With today would be the day for that, yeah.
Because you won't offend anybody, there won't be any, not like a hot July day where the air's not moving.
You get an elevator?
Yeah, and you're letting people walk into that cloud you're leaving behind. You don't want to do that, that's not nice.
No, it's not at all.
You know who else came by to visit us yesterday?
Who's that?
Donnie Turner.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys were getting all the good ones.
He looked great.
He was lured here. He and Susan are old friends.
Oh, I see.
So Donnie stopped by, came and sat with us in the studio for a bit, and fell under the spell of Susan. Cougar. And what timing, because I have to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body right now.
Good folks over there, dude.
The best. You know, we say this virtually every time we talk about MPB, that Alabama law allows you to pick, but I found out from some folks that even though that is the law, their insurance adjuster badgered them, pushed them, harassed, bullied, whatever you want to call it, into the store they were recommending.
Huh.
At that point, the question for you as a customer dealing with a car that's been damaged in an accident is, do you want it done or do you want it done right? And the answer to the latter is always Montgomery Paint and Body. Their standards have always been top-notch. No damaged area of the car is overlooked. Everything that needs to be fixed is. And Donnie started the business because he was, I mean, there's no better car person in the whole scope of the car universe than Donnie Turner. But he was working for others, and they were not, they were less than integrous. Well, the customer won't know if we skip that step. Well, I will, and I don't roll that way.
Right.
So Donnie started MPB, now son Brandon is part of the team there, where they not only do a phenomenal job of fixing the damaged area, it seems like just yesterday, but that deer, that was a few years back.
That has been a few years, huh?
And the whole process really was done through photography. Because when I got back, they had the parts. I'd driven the car to Florida, hit the deer on the way down.
Right.
Car was drivable. Got back. All the parts were in, painted. Donnie said, bring it over here, and we'll stage it first thing in the morning. And it was done that afternoon. And like every other result at MPB, the car looked as good as it did the day I bought it at Jack Ingram. In fact, I bought that car at Jack Ingram on Donnie's recommendation.
That's right. I remember.
Think about it. So... No, and Donnie would be the last person on the planet to say, gee, I hope somebody has an accident so we can get some business. That's just not the way he is. But they happen. When they do, you deserve the best possible outcome at the end of all the hassle and that goes with a damaged car. 27 Wreck with a W. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. We are at 3:35. We're going to get our first look at the roads here with Skipper. We have Blue Water News with Sky and Rich's forecast all ahead. What's happening out there today, Skip?
Well, just took a look around the area on the cams. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, busy, but no problems there. In Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic. Busiest on I-65 and 85 right now. The boulevards, East Boulevard and East South Boulevard are busiest. Everything else, light to moderate. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems right now anywhere. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The mayors of Montgomery and Selma are hosting the Community Violence Intervention Summit today. The two-day conference in downtown Montgomery will bring together over 300 attendees to develop community-driven solutions to reduce violent crime across central Alabama. Two inmates have died and five others were injured after an ADOC van crashed Wednesday. The van was transporting seven inmates when it was involved in a single vehicle accident on Elder Road in Dadeville. The work release inmates were returning to the Alex City facility when the crash occurred. Montgomery police are investigating an accident that claimed the life of a juvenile female. The unidentified female pedestrian was struck by an 18-wheeler on North Boulevard near the Wetumpka exit late Thursday afternoon. She was pronounced dead on the scene. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck at no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota and get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. Life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, so an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Masters is back on CBS. Prepare yourself for a week of the image of a golf ball being struck in slow motion. The tee spinning slowly round and round. Whose tee is it? And will they pick it up? Who cares? Because it's the Masters on CBS.
The Masters on CBS. I hate to say it, but the Masters and all the so-called major golf tournaments have lost their luster without Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seems like just yesterday when his wife, Elon Muskerin, something
that's
like that.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Took a 5-wood to his face.
Yeah.
He claims that she never hit him. So, explain to us how you came to have those squirrel cheeks and the black eye and all the rest of it. How that happened, Tiger. And you know, once again, the media just can't do enough to sweep all of that away. Let's pretend that never happened. Let's pretend he never drove his car at 80 miles an hour and went off the side of a cliff.
He's on that list. You can get away with that kind of thing.
Yeah. But, and truth be told, unparalleled as a golfer, but his behavior and drug abuse cost him from being the greatest ever.
Sure.
He was the one guy who had a chance to break all the records that Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and those guys held. And it's never going to happen.
I thought he was in this Masters, Greg.
He might be.
Yeah.
But
I thought I heard his name.
Golf is like any other game. Take it from somebody who has ruined parts of 7 decades by playing golf. It can be. You have to get to the point. It's like my accountant and counselor, Steve Duro, says. You have to show up committed to just having fun.
Yeah.
Don't take it seriously.
That's tough sometimes. It can be tough.
It's very, very. And I'm a competitive person. Right. Radio is a sport, man. I mean, it is a full contact sport. You've got to be competitive if you want to have a career in it. And now the way things are going, the way the business is being run, especially in big cities. It's.
You miss like the radio wars where you had a competitor cross town you could call out.
I never called them out on the air. We just did the best we could and tried to beat him with them.
Yeah.
There was only one time, and this guy, for the few of you who may recall my St. Patrick's Day story about being in the parade and wearing the elf
good
outfit.
You still have that outfit, by the way?
No. Nor do I have any pictures of that day. They all somehow disappeared.
Gotta find the internet.
Funny how that happens.
Yeah.
And I was in great shape. I mean, I could get away with an elf outfit.
Good for you.
I'm sure.
I don't know if I'd brag on that one, though.
No, I'm just saying we're among friends here.
Okay.
Most of you. So, in that telling of that story, I mentioned a guy named Don Cox.
Yeah.
Classic old radio dude who was all ego, but was good at it. So he had no trouble getting hired in big cities. Cox on the radio. They never really had anything to say. He just made a lot of racket. So he was the afternoon host, and I connected him with somebody there who was able to provide him with a substance that he liked to abuse.
Okay.
So I was on his good side. Anyway, Cox moved to South Florida around the same time I did. And it was just so weird that we both ended up in Miami around the same time. So we kind of reconnected down there. And one day, and he worked for the station that was our arch enemy. It was Waxy 106 and Y 100. That was the war for 10 years. Always beat them in women, but sometimes I couldn't beat them in total audience.
Yeah.
And plus, they had the team. They played team music, so they had that gigantic market pretty much to themselves. So their total audience was always a little bit bigger than ours, but we were selling 25 to 34-year-olds to the advertisers. And I got a full bonus in that demographic for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad. So, but we would still, you know, we'd bump into each other at bars and stuff.
I think you'd still run into each other.
Yeah, we'd have... He was obnoxious. He was, I was telling him, I'm making $80,000 a year. And in 1982, that was pretty good.
That's good money, man.
It's pretty good money today. But, and I wasn't quite there yet. Eventually, I passed him, but an event took place that made it easy to do that. I'm watching the news at home one night, and the newscaster, the anchor says, South Florida radio personality Don Cox was arrested today in a cocaine sting.
Oh.
This idiot had set up a drug sale. He was dealing large amounts of coke because he was doing large amounts of coke.
Yeah.
And he set up a purchase at his place, except he made the deal with some undercover guys. So they come over to buy the drugs, and he pulls a gun out and puts it on the table so they know they're dealing with somebody who's really serious. At that point, not taking any chances. The evidence is there in white piles and bags all over the table. Mm-hmm. They flip open the badge and arrested him. He was found guilty. I think he did do some time, but... they had a tagline at Y100. Next time somebody asks what radio station you listen to, tell them Y100. So I went on the air the next day and said, hey, the next time somebody asks what radio station you buy your drugs from, tell them Hi 100.
Right.
So we would do things like that if there was...
Yeah.
And I got a little smack on the wrist.
Oh, of course you did.
A smiling smack on the wrist from management for doing that, but... that's competition.
Now, during that time, was radio, like, big guys like yourself, you know, just being sucked into Miami because it was growing so much and they were just looking for new and fresh talent?
No, that kind of... We kind of turned that around.
Is that right?
It was... There was actually lots of land between Miami and Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Lauderdale going north to the northern end of that county. And then Boca Raton, and land between Boca and West Palm Beach. Now that's all been developed.
All developed, yeah. My sister's got a place.
So the population exploded tremendously. In fact, they did separate rating books for Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Oh, wow.
Because that's how there was that degree of separation.
Hmm.
So, but the when I first got down there, I was told by people who've been working in the business for a while, you're never going to make any money here. Because they pay you in sunshine.
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah. Well, I can get sunshine almost anywhere. And I'm not working for sunshine, so I'm either going to get somewhere here and get some money, or I'm going to go somewhere else. At least I had a resume to sell by that point. So, anyway, here's the interesting part about the Cox deal. He does his time, and his radio station brings him right back the day he's out of jail. I can understand that. From, you know, in those days, bad behavior...
That's what,
became a positive.
Yep, that's what...
And let's face it, there's always women out there that like Peck's bad boy, right?
That's exactly right.
But I came to learn in subsequent years that the reason he was hired back is that he was selling to everybody at that radio station from the general manager on down.
Oh.
And he made it real clear, I'm going to do my bit here, but you're going to take me back when I'm out. Otherwise, I will turn all of you over to the feds.
They're coming for you.
And then you'll be able to go through this.
Wow.
Excitement. So.
Extortion.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. They all came to him wanting to buy coke. And he accommodated them. And then when he got busted, he wasn't about to let them turn their backs on him. I don't blame him one bit.
It's funny that he held him. Because most of the time, you know, when the guy gets busted, he's the only one that goes down, and everybody else just kind of skates away.
Yeah, that's
kind of funny.
Smart. And he was the kind of guy, he would never let that happen.
Yeah.
That's also part of the competitive urge or nature of the business.
Gotcha.
Let me describe today's stock market in one sound effect or less. For the second time this week, it dropped almost 500 points.
Wow.
What does it mean? More importantly, what are you doing to protect the money you work so hard to make and grow it? Can be done if you have good financial planning. And all I'm suggesting is pick up the phone, dial 387-0094, make an appointment to see Brant McDonald and his team at Invista Advisors. Nobody's going to try. In fact, we had a caller. It was just like you said, Greg. They didn't try to sell us, annuities or some program. It was just a conversation about how they can help us with the situation that we're dealing with. And they were very appreciative and actually called to thank. And I love it when that happens. 387-0094. Let's go back to the traffic dungeon at 351. See what's happening there.
And just like that, we have a couple of accidents. Troy Highway at the Boulevard, a minor accident there. South Boulevard at Narrow Lane. Got an accident near that intersection. Please watch out as you approach it. Traffic's building. We've got a good bit of congestion now on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard. And, of course, I-65 and 85 building as the afternoon rolls on. Prattville Millbrook with Temka busy but giving us all clears. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
This is not headline news. Daydreaming while driving is more dangerous than texting while driving. Luckily, you'll be laughing so much listening to this show in your car, you won't have a chance to do either. Space junk crashed into a Florida home. The cool thing is, it passed right through the hole in the roof left by the Boeing door. Consumer Reports claims Lunchables contain lead and other metals. And the problem is, responded Trader Joe's. And a cookbook author says you should take a 10-minute fart walk an hour after you eat. FYI, I'm claiming 10-minute fart walk is the title of my new band. Coachella bound, this is not headline news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick.
Shut up. All right, wanted to get your attention because Eddie Bader would like to talk to you about a dog.
Yes, I've got a friend that has kind of adopted this dog and really done a lot of rehab work with her. The dog was came from an abused area and used a lot for breeding, so she didn't trust people for quite a while. And a friend of mine, like I said, completely rehabbed this dog. I met this dog for the first time last week. We brought her in the studio just to kind of see how she'd be with everybody, and she was a little timid. But Jay got to know it, after about 2 or 3 minutes, she will show you all the love you can handle. And we're just simply trying to help this dog find its forever home. It is a blue heeler. There's a picture of it on my
beautiful
Facebook
dog
page. Absolutely gorgeous dog. Greg, if you put it on yours too, that would
I
help.
I will. Send it to me and I will put it on.
And we're just trying to help this dog find its forever home. It has been rehabbed. It's great. It's housebroken. It's been spayed. It's great with cats. It's great with dogs. It's probably not the greatest things with chickens. Or maybe small animal livestock. But there's got to be somebody out there that's looking to open their heart for a dog that'll just give them more love than we all deserve as humans.
All right.
If you would, just call me. My number is 322-0662. Check us out on Facebook, and I'm going to send this to Greg. And Greg, put that on your page, and hopefully real soon we can help this dog celebrate its new home.
I shared it, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Rosie.
All right. And I see David Blackman already on the Zoom skis, so cool. We'll be joining him in just a couple of minutes here on News Talk at 3:55.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
April 12th is Big Wind Day, commemorating the highest wind ever recorded. Or, as we call it at my house, He Who Smelt It Dealt It Day, or Blame It on the Dog Day. So open up a window and have a great Big Wind Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.